As we get older, many people take their surroundings for granted. Same house, same office, same street between them. Sometimes they stop looking around altogether and forget what it's like to discover something new. Well, author Patrick DeWitt recommends a book that is all about the little details of life. It's for our series, You Must Read This, and it begins with a question. Doesn't the act of noticing matter as much as what's noticed?
So asks the narrator of Harry Matthews' masterpiece of minutia, The Journalist. On the mend from a nervous breakdown, though it's mentioned only in passing, the steering wheel came off in my hands, he says. He's been encouraged by his doctor to keep a journal. A seemingly benign idea, and he throws himself into the task with gusto. Far too much gusto, it turns out, as the journal soon eclipses his entire life. I've been reading Harry Matthews for years now, but of all his novels, I tackled The Journalist last. It's his least discussed work, and in my experience, there's usually a reason for that. Matthews himself, in a recent interview, called it a terrible flop and said that nobody got it. And so I was pleasantly surprised to find The Journalist every bit as good as Matthews' more celebrated novels. The story begins innocently enough and reads more or less as one might expect a journal to. It's divided by days or times of day, and the narrator strives to make the journal as complete as possible. To accomplish this, he devises a series of increasingly complex categories and divisions within which to frame the events that make up his life. Category A relates to the verifiable, while category B relates to the subjective. When these begin bleeding into each other, he attempts to clarify things by adding a further division into what concerns others and what concerns only himself. The result is categories A1, A2, B1, and B2. Does this sound complicated? It is. And it only gets more so, with subdivisions piling up one on top of the other well beyond reason. As unruly as these categories become, though, they never flagged my interest, and I consider myself a flighty, easily distractible reader. On the contrary, the narrator's charm and humor actually render the divisions infectious fun to decode. Inevitably, the journal takes precedence over everything else. The narrator's office job is imperiled, as are his home life and his sleep, which he all but foregoes. This takes its toll on our hero, and his already odd interior life extends to the exterior. Later, we find him sneaking around his home in the nude, clutching a recorder, hoping to find evidence of his wife's suspected infidelities. Later still, he's wandering aimlessly on the outskirts of town in the middle of the night, doing battle with a hedge and losing. He is open to the idea that his behavior is not normal. Nothing guarantees that phenomena are real because perceived, he says. In other words, I may be nuts. True enough. The Journalist is a compendium of creature comforts and a strangely touching study of obsession. Details, the narrator says, are the texture of life. This is a richly textured novel. Humane, wise, and immensely enjoyable.
Patrick DeWitt is the author of the book, The Sisters Brothers.